News and brief at Press TV. Human Rights Watch has called on the European Union to push the Bahraini regime to secure the release of 13 high-profile opposition activists who were detained for peacefully exercising their rights. The activists are imprisoned for playing a role in the popular uprising that began in Bahrain in 2011. A series of bomb blasts and shootings in Iraq have left at least 7 people dead. 4 people were killed in a bomb explosion which rocked the capital, Baghdad. The blast also left over a dozen people wounded. Assailants in the western city of Fallujah have also killed 3 off-duty policemen. Fresh clashes between Lebanese soldiers and militants in the northern city of Tripoli leave 1 person dead and 2 others injured. In another incident, 1 person was killed and 6 injured in a grenade blast. The grenade exploded as a group of militants were trying to set it up. Iran's president-elect Hassan Rouhani says he will adopt a moderate foreign policy based on mutual respect. He added that his administration will pursue a constructive interaction, which can ease tensions and build confidence with the world. Rouhani also thanked the Iranian nation for their high turnout in the country's presidential election. Anti-Obama protests turned violent in South Africa as police fired stun grenades to disperse the crowd in Soweto. Demonstrators set fire to a poster of Barack Obama, who is currently visiting South Africa. Obama has met with family members of South Africa's former president, Nelson Mandela. U.S.-led forces killed at least 8 people in 2 separate airstrikes in Afghanistan. The attacks took place in the provinces of Kandahar and Paktia. Local officials say the victims were Taliban militants. The issue of deadly airstrikes has been a point of debate between Kabul and Washington in recent years. The Taliban say they've killed 6 U.S.-led foreign soldiers in an attack on their convoy in Farah province. Local police, however, say the attack claimed the lives of 2 civilians and injured 5 others. Police has confirmed that a foreign armored vehicle was also destroyed as a bomber targeted NATO convoy. An investigation into the death of Yemeni inmate Adnan Latif at the U.S.-run Guantanamo prison has found both guards and medical staff responsible for the incident. Latif, who had suffered a traumatic brain injury, is said to have died after taking a fatal overdose of drugs in September 2012.